JC in 4 Oakley, cross band with me.
M4OEQ, M4DJC.
Sorry about that. My son calls. I don't talk to him that much, but I had to take that one. You doing okay?
Doing better now. I had a rough few months. Been in the ER about at least three times since December, so doing better now. I had some other issues. I think I'm about to get some of the stuff straightened anyway. I felt a lot better than I did. Just bits and pieces of stuff here and there, nothing real serious so far, but just old folks' problems.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we all have well, I hope everything works out, then you just keep getting better. Hang in there. I hadn't been on hardly any. I've been doing a little bit of FT8, but other than that, been bird watching. That's basically what I do when I'm off. If it's pretty, I don't know if our weather's going to ever straighten out or not. It's just so plumb ridiculous to me.
Zed, I tell you one thing, I was getting used to having a little warm weather, sunshine, getting out, moving around a little bit, and take care of me. About every time you feel like it's springtime, it starts raining, gets cold again. A real nice, pretty nice weekend, and then Monday was really nice, I thought, and then yesterday was a little, I went to see my granddaughter's last soccer game of the season yesterday. It felt like we were in a football game in November almost. It was a dead come cold.
Well, I heard them say a little while ago on the channel 4 that we got 20 degrees under what we should be this time of year. This should be February weather right here. So, man, it affects me in every kind of way. You know, I sit outside. I went out there today, got soaking wet, trying to fill up bird feeders and doing all that kind of stuff. And I just get so aggravated with it, have to sit out there with a coat on. Come on, we think it's hit May 1st. So I don't know what's going on, though.
We've had some nice days off and on, but we can't get them on a couple of days at a time, it seems like. But, I feel a lot better than I did. I wasn't feeling too well at all. I was just one thing and something else crops up and another thing crops up and just one thing right after another. Like I said, so far, isn't anything serious yet. I got to have some more tests run to see if it is or not, but hopefully everything's going to be okay. But I do feel a whole lot better. Last week, I felt the best I've felt since sometime in probably late November, I guess. And I talked to Keith a time or two. I hadn't talked to him much, hadn't heard him on that much either. And I asked him how you were doing. He said, as far as I know, you did okay. I hadn't heard anything from you. And I said, well, I guess he's busy doing other stuff. I hadn't been on the radio a whole lot. I'm just kind of off and on myself. And so I listened a good bit about, I come upstairs either. When I heard you on a minute ago, I stepped outside my handheld and tried to get back in the repeater, but it's hard to do from here. But I imagine everything's going on pretty good on your end town. I talked to Roger not long ago, too. He said he was doing pretty good over there, but he hadn't talked to Bill in a while. I think Bill's in a little camp or something somewhere. That guy, he'd been living for years, basically kicked him off, just said they weren't going to rent to him anymore or something, rent to somebody else as a family or something. So he didn't have a place to stay there other than his camper for a while. Well, he's still out that way. He's kind of out somewhere out toward the airport, kind of toward your way, I think.
You heard from Keith. I hadn't talked to Keith in a while. Of course, me and him friends on Facebook, and if I post something, I guess he gathers by that. You know, everything's good here. I've been thinking about giving him a call on telephone, just kind of catch up with him, but I'm not sure. You're talking about Bill. Now, who is that?
Been here for years. He's an older guy. I want to say it's either W4 or K4. I can't remember his last four. No, it does. It's called that station. But he's on here often. He's a friend of Roger, you know, in 5CSA. And I hear Roger on fairly often. If I can get him going back and forth from JP Composites, you know, there were Clarksville. We used to be Clarksville, but Roger worked over there for a long time. But I talked to him every once in a while. But last time I talked to Keith, I guess, matter of fact, he told me that he was, as far as he knew, you were doing okay, because he saw where you were posting on Facebook, and I need to look you up myself and friend you, I guess, if I can find the right one on there. But, Bill, he's doing QRP stuff, and he had a pretty nice place over there, not too far from Roger, over there on the other side of town of it, and I think the guy that was either leasing or renting to him decided he wasn't going to do any more or something, so he was trying to find him a place to stay, but he was staying in his camper until then, I think, and he was out on Roger's property somewhere out there near the airport, I think, a while back, but I hadn't talked to Roger probably in 4 or 5 weeks, I don't guess. I just don't hear anybody much on the radio. That's the first time I heard you on, I bet, in a month or more.
You know, I don't guess I know either one of those guys. I don't know Roger neither. I mean, I don't recognize the call signs, but I did get on last night or night before. I talked to Dave and Patrick and I forget who the other one was. I can't remember nothing these days, but well, I hope your issues is not heart-related. I mean, you don't have to tell me your personal stuff. I just hope it ain't that. But anyway, I hadn't been on in a while, and I just started doing a little bit of FTA. I need to get me a new antenna. A while ago, I tried to do some FTA on 40 meters, and it knocks my program offline when it keys up. So if I got some RF in here, and it's been going on for 2 years probably. I just hadn't done nothing. I need to just unhook everything, which I got 4 HF radios hooked up and on a switch. So, but I need a new antenna, and I plan on doing that if we ever get settled down with the weather, and it's, you know, I can get out there one day and at least get it up, and then the rest in here, I mean, that ain't nothing. But, I mean, I made a few contacts by, you know, just talking last week, too. I talked to a couple guys, but, and that's fine, you know, but to do FTA and do the digital, it wants to knock my program offline. But I can get on 40 meters and just have conversation, and it don't bother it. So I don't know what's going on. Over.
Like I tell you, at least start messing with the computer stuff. I mean, I fool around with them some, but I don't do anything on radio-wise. They built a house, new house here next door to me. They cleared a lot off last year. Been sitting idle now since we've been here almost 30 years now. And that number was a bunch of big old trees, and guy cleared it off last year and built a house on it, built a nice house, and guy moved into it, and I talked to him, and he had a lake lot over there not too far from where mine was, up there on Reed Creek side of the lake, and he and I, he's about 10 years younger than I am, so I didn't really know him, I just knew of him, and we got talking not long ago, and he was fiddling around out there in his backyard, and he started fiddling with something out there, and my wife Lynn said, look at it, looks like a big antenna out there. Diggum, he's a ham. And he's putting up a vertical, I can't remember the name of it now, Stacy, but he ain't got any traps on it. It's about a 30-foot tall vertical, and he's got about 50 radios laid out there on the ground. He got a MyCom 7300. He's been working CW on that. He told me yesterday he's just starting to get into, he's going to start FT8, you said the band was dead last week. I said, well, I said, I know a lot of people don't like FT8, but you can work here when you can't work, CW. Since it's digital, but I can't remember his call sign. Now, he had been licensed for a long time. He let his call sign lapse, and when he retired recently and moved back over here from Harlem, he got his license back. I think he used to have a KA call, but I think he got something. I can't remember what his call is now off the top of my head, because he's not on 2 meters, so I don't talk to him, but. Hey, I tell you, he's got him a nice antenna. That thing is slick as it can be. It looks like a damn big old fishing pole. It's all aluminum and it tilts over. But it's not about maybe 3 inches at the bottom. It's got a tune around it, Stacy. It's some type of tuning device on the bottom of it. And then he's got the tuner on the 7300 too, I think.
That's interesting. I'd like to know what that is. With the radios, anyway. Well, every time I've turned on, and I was on FT8 last week. As a matter of fact, I worked something on every band except for 40 meters and, I can't even think of it, and I'm trying to think of 50, whatever, I can't even think right now. But, I worked a New Zealand station just a little while ago on 10 meters. I mean, it's just wide open.
That's kind of the way it is when it's open. 10 meters open, it's wide open. When it ain't nothing. All it's up ground wave, I guess. But he was talking about work. He was working into Ukraine and Russia and several other places in Europe, I think. But he's got, like I said, his antenna. He ain't got most of his yard on his side, his front, but he's got the antenna in the back. I bet he's got 50 radios out there. He got one of his radio plates from DX Engineering. He drove him a big old ground rod in there, and he gets some good reports on it. I think he's going to buy him an amp. He said he had an amplifier ordered. I think so. I wasn't really quite fond, but evidently somebody builds them, and you have to. This particular amp, I can't remember the name of an amp, evidently you have to wait on him. He said it'd be 6 or 8 months before he could get it, and a guy would get him to build it for him. But it was going to be he's going to go and get a 1,000-watt amp. But he could hear those guys, but he couldn't work them. I said, well, a lot of times you can work them, but you can't hear them. I think it's that vertical. It's not very noisy at all. I'm kind of surprised as much. Power lines and stuff we got down on this area, but that vertical will work. He'd always work with the dipoles and wire antennas, but he didn't have enough room over there with the trees down to put up a big dipole. He works 10 through 40 on his, and it does really well for him. Well, I said, I have to find out what the name of that thing is again. I can't remember now, but this guy, they don't sell them in stores. This guy makes them. Sells them online, and that daggum thing's about $400 or so, though. But it's a good-looking antenna, and it's easy to put up, and you don't have to worry about the wind taking anything down. They got any traps on it. It just looks like a slender, long fishing pole, but it is all aluminum, but I think the tip of it is solid. But when the wind's blowing, it'll move around some, but I think it's good for about 90 miles an hour.
Well, if you find out what it is, let me know. Of course, I don't, with putting radios down and all, which I ain't got enough space to do nothing like that, but then you got to worry about the grass cutting man that comes by and does all that. I don't have to do all that here. But I just use 10 through 40. Carolina wind, that's the only thing I can use here. Now, I got one that'll do 80, but it's like on a tripod. You just put up, I had to put it on the driveway to use it, and that got to be too aggravating to put it up, take it down, put it, and then on the top of the tripod where you put the antenna on, that thing broke. That happened just, not long after I got it, and I paid around four something for that. I can't even think of the name of it now. My memory getting so bad, it, I can't even think of, 6 meters, I think, is what I was trying to say a while ago. And, I didn't hear nothing going on there, but anyway, I just been doing a, I don't know what it is, why my SWR and all is good with the tuner on the 7300, and you go to 40, and it just knocks the FT8 program off because of the audio. When it keys up to go to transmit, it knocks the program off. So I just, and some days it will work on there. So I'm just not sure what's going on with that. Oh.
DJC. I don't have any idea. When you start having RF trouble, I don't know where to start other than, especially computer problems like that. They're sensitive to stuff. Sometimes they can be a USB cable and can be anything, I guess, when you're generating that much RF inside a small space like that. But anyway, I'm glad I heard you and glad I got to talk to you for a little while this evening. Good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing okay. We'll have to get a hold of Keith sometime, get him back on the radio again. I don't know whether I imagine he's been real busy, because last couple of times, right early morning, he just checked in, and that was about it. But like I said, hopefully you continue to do well, and are you still working over there tomorrow, or are you not working anymore?
Still there. I work Monday and Tuesday, and so now I'm good next Monday morning, but by the time Sunday gets here, I'll be wishing it Monday so I can get on back, you know. You got to have a little something to do, I think. Maybe not for everybody. I feel like I got to do a little something. And by the time I'm off all the rest of this week and about half time by myself here at home, I'm ready to see somebody on Monday morning and have conversation and talk and laugh and joke and go on.
So that one day last week, I think, I was Monday or Tuesday. I kind of looked around for you, but I didn't see you. Didn't know exactly where you were. Didn't have my radio with me either.
Be over on Monday and Tuesday. I'm always... Sometimes I could be in the office for a few minutes, but I could be from one end of the mall to the other, but I'm probably the biggest bald-headed man you're going to see. I really don't know how to explain. Well, I'll tell you what. I wear a black shirt, and it's got Anderson Mall staff wrote on it. And if you see a feller with that, and he's bald-headed, and up under that is a short-sleeve shirt, but they also give me two long sleeves that I wear up under, like being chilly, like yesterday, in black shoes. That's kind of the policy that they want me to go by. And, so if you run across a bald-headed feller and the ugliest one you can find, that'd be me. Oh.
I see your picture. I know what you look like. I know what I remember you looking like anyway. But anyway, we were over there briefly. My wife was looking for some shoes. I mean, she wasn't in there long. And I went and walked through it, and I saw a couple of guys standing there. They looked like they were security guys, but I couldn't tell. It wasn't you, though. Like I said, I'd recognize you. But we were kind of in a hurry, and I didn't want to disturb that. And what are you doing here? What are you doing? I'm like, not. But next time I'm over there on Monday and Tuesday, I'll be sure and give you a shout so I can find you. But I better get out of here and go back downstairs. I need to give me a little something to eat and take off my medicine for the day, I think. Say, it's good to talk to you, man. I'm glad to hear you doing okay. I'm glad I'm here to talk to you, as a matter of fact. But I hope you get that RF situation straightened out. And it almost sounds like it's something, coming in from a cable or something like that. Who knows? But I know he had somebody, David next door, he had somebody from come over and worked on his PC and got him all fixed up, and he was having a heck of a time getting one of the ham radio programs set up on it, one of the ports was bad or something. And that guy came over and told him what to do, told him who to call, and he called somebody here, and they got him straightened out on the phone. The guy didn't even charge him for it, but it was something, one of the ports wasn't working right or something. He wasn't seeing the radio or something. The guy, whoever he was talking to, knew exactly what he was talking about, though. But you take care. And like I said, if I get about Monday, Tuesday, I'll hunt you down and give you a holler. If you see Keith, talk to Keith, tell him I said hello. And y'all have a good one, Stacy. And 4OVQ and 4DJC, clear after you.
Man, good to hear from you. I probably should get on more, and if I talk to Keith, I'll sure tell him. And just about everybody in that mall knows me or can tell you how to get me or whatever. And if you see housekeeping, they can call me on the radio or whatever. I wear a black shirt that says and a small staff, they wear a gray shirt with the same thing wrote on it. So you can, or even have somebody in one of the stores. Everybody up there, I've been up there 9 years, so. But anyway, and I hope you do well. I hope your issues get straightened out, and you sound pretty good. But anyway, Jerry, talk to you later. Appreciate you hollering at me a while ago. I was trying to find that old geezer back up in there somewhere, see what he was up to. Actually, I used to call him Bird Legs. I met him up in Shelby at a ham fest one time. But anyway, you have a good evening. Take your medicine, relax, and enjoy. I'll see you, Jerry. N4DJC, N4OVQ. I'll be clear with you.